AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is taking Cuba off the list of terrorist states. Congress now has about a month and a half to block the move if it wants to. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president's step doesn't take effect for 45 days, during which Congress can try to pass legislation to thwart him. But officials here think that's unlikely. The result would be Cuba's removal from some list-related sanctions, and it would leave a list of three state sponsors of terror: Iran, Syria, and Sudan.
Cuban officials and many average Cubans are cheering the decision by President Obama to take Havana off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. We are learning that some Drug Enforcement Administration agents partied with prostitutes while they were stationed overseas. A government report says in one case, prostitutes were paid with government money. DEA Chief Michelle Leonhardt appeared before the House Oversight Committee yesterday.
I want to assure the members of this committee that, like you, I am disgusted, I am appalled by the behavior described in the Inspector General's report.
The chairman of the committee, Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz, says Leonhardt should resign, and if she doesn't, the president should fire her. One of the jurors chosen to hear the Colorado movie theater massacre case is a survivor of the deadly shootings at Columbine High School 16 years ago. Attorneys for the movie theater massacre defendant, James Holmes, say he was psychotic when he opened fire. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, today's the day. The forms have to be on their way by midnight. President Obama will be at a town hall in North Carolina today, highlighting what he says are his family-friendly tax proposals. The president's calling on Congress to expand existing tax credits and create new ones, but there's been no action yet. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of protesters gathered in New York City last night to march against police-involved killings. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Hundreds of New Yorkers chanting, blowing whistles, carrying poster-sized photos of the dead made their way down Broadway from Union Square to City Hall in a raucous protest of police violence. 65-year-old Coco Cruz was among the marchers.
This is about those of us that suffered that are telling those of us who caused the suffering it's time to stop.
Similar traffic-blocking protests were a regular occurrence last fall, inspired by the cases of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. After the formal march ended, a handful of protesters tried to block traffic on the nearby by Brooklyn Bridge. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police say an off-duty officer driving home on the bridge was attacked by two protesters when he got out of his vehicle to investigate. They say the suspects ran off after he identified himself as a police officer. He was hospitalized with injuries to his face and arm. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.